Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. Oh, my goodness gracious. On a TV theme song Thursday. Yes, indeed. What's happening, everybody? That's right. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
That's right. BuiltTireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And oh my, what a great show for you on this Thursday. Mr. Chris Broussard is on a little vacay. So Chris will be off for the today and tomorrow, and filling in his stead, J.R. Gamble, who is the managing editor of MLBBro.com.
Because you need to know, how are you?
I am doing great.
Again.
How are you? All good.
Happy to be here, of course.
And
ready to talk that talk.
We got plenty of stuff to talk about, and I see you in New York. You're looking good there. Looks good. You got a good shirt on. Everything is good. You look like a professional pronosticator. Is that what they say?
I'm a woman.
No, I'm not a woman. Not today. That's Alex. Alex is wearing shorts, and Alex.
Well, Rob, I'll have you know they're actually called jorts. They're jean shorts.
Is that what jorts?
Jorts.
And Alex, and nothing underneath? Is
nothing.
That true?
It's too hot for boxers.
Rob G., don't get too close, okay? Because there's only a thin piece of gabardine between you and Alex. I'm just saying, all right? All right, so we have a great show for you today. First, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G. is our able-bodied producer. That's not good, right? That means you're just so-so. Our aced producer, Rob G., Rob Guerra. Alex is our engineer, Alex, as always. Great to have you along. And Brian Fenley, who is at the anchor desk. That's right. Brian will keep us updated throughout the program.
Daddy.
That's right. And coming up in the program, Mark Gubazar. We're going to talk to Gooby, who, of course, was the World Series champion and Los Angeles Angels color analyst. That'll be great to catch up with Gooby. What's going on there? Sean Merriman, my goodness gracious.
Lights Out.
That's right. Three-time NFL All-Pro, founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. We'll talk with him. That's in the second hour. And the third hour, that's why Alex Teichert is here. Teichert's Tower of Trivia, which is the hottest radio game show in the nation. JR, I don't know if you've ever played. Have you played yet?
Yeah, I think I played a couple of times. Or two times ago when I was here, I played.
And you got trounced.
Really, yeah, because I didn't know what was going on. So you had an unfair advantage, actually.
Whether you know or not, you're still going to get trounced. It just doesn't matter.
No way. You can barely remember what you ate yesterday.
That's true. What you trying to say? You trying to say I'm old? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say it.
Unbelievable. I know this guy, Alex Rob G, since he was in college. I met him before. When he was in college, he wasn't even a man yet. He was a semi-man. What would you call a guy not yet out of college?
A young man. I was a young man.
Young man, not semi-man.
Aspiring journalist, aspiring broadcaster.
Unbelievable.
Trying to follow in the steps of the legendary Rob Parker.
Oh, my God. Goodness
gracious. That lived
in
my neighborhood.
That's crazy.
Whose picture I used to see on the wall at the store when you did your columns with the Daily News
back then. Newsday. Yeah. And Julie, who ran the store, introduced us. That's how we got to meet. But here we are, and we're in Los Angeles. It's a TV theme song Thursday. And JR, we're going to get to some baseball along the show. But let's start here with Mr. LeBron James. And last night on the ESPYs, you know, they always do the ESPYs. It's the perfect night to do it. Because there's nothing going on, right? After the All-Star game, there's no baseball, nothing happening. So let's take a listen to LeBron James last night on the ESPY.
I don't care how many more points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating this game? The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
I mean, where do I start? First of all, I'm going to say this. This is the reason why it's hard for people to embrace LeBron James. I'm just going to say it. Everything is contrived. Everything is rehearsed. Everything is phony. And so it doesn't feel right. Like this, like, contrived conversation last night, like he was announcing he wasn't retiring. Who thought he was retiring? JR, nobody thought he was retiring. Nobody.
No, thought he would retire.
And this is the point. When he did it after they got swept first by Denver, when they got swept in the Western Conference Finals, the way he was able to deflect getting swept in the Western Conference Finals was to say and throw out a hint that he might be retiring. That was which was never real. That was, I don't want everybody to talk about me getting swept. I don't want anybody to talk about the Nuggets. So if I put this phony story out that I might retire, that's where the conversation went. And the next day, of course, that was the conversation. Then ESPN has yesterday, and credit to Dan Patrick, who ripped ESPN for this, like it was breaking news. LeBron's not retiring. Really? The only breaking news that would be real is if LeBron announced he was retiring. Not that he's not retiring. That's not breaking news. Breaking news is stop the world. LeBron is calling it quits. Not that he's going to continue to play. How is that breaking news, JR?
It's not, and you're going to pop a blood vessel, Rob. I mean, we know LeBron's game. Well, I can't believe after all these years, LeBron still gets your dander up when he does these maneuvers and makes these moves and plans out his legacy step by step, manipulates the media, manipulates people. We know he wants to play with Bronny. So hook or crook, he's going to make that happen. So we knew he wasn't retiring. LeBron's all about the theater, Rob. It is one of those things that he's been great at. In fact, throughout his entire career, his knack for taking any situation, no matter how good or bad, and making it a personal triumph in some way, it's probably unparalleled in the history of sports, how good he is at it. Let's be honest.
No, but here's my pushback.
Since the bubble chip with his Lakers, you know, his career's been uneventful. Passing Kareem was like the highlight, but he knows there's no more championships, Rob. He knows there's no more MVPs. There's no more billing as the best in the game. It's about legacy now, about Bronny and Bryson, everything nice. So that's what he's really focused on. And like I said, the theater, he's an actor at this point.
Yeah, but the issue here is, for all of that, you lose people, and that's why he's still out here trying to get people to respect him and feeling like he's been slighted because he keeps doing it. Do you remember after they won the championship and he said, when y'all going to give me my damn respect?
Yeah,
why would
I
you
do.
Have to ask that? Why would you have to ask that? When are you going to give me my damn respect? Because everything's contrived. Because everything is just disingenuous. That's the issue.
Didn't he say it was to our benefit and the fans' benefit that he'd be back? Like, are you dying for LeBron James to come back again?
No, but that is the point, is that he's trying to make it like, well, you guys are lucky that I'm not stepping away, that I'm still going to be around. I mean, dude, stop with all of that. This is why, you know, people don't look at him as the GOAT, a lot of people. This is why, even after Michael Jordan had the Last Dance, and ESPN did a poll, And Michael Jordan swept the poll, I think, in almost every category, and people got to see him and still didn't think LeBron was the greatest.
Right.
And he just continues, let other people shower you and give you your flowers and respect you for what you've done. Whenever you stand there and you say, yeah, after we came back from 3-1 against Golden State, that's when I knew I was the GOAT. Who says that?
Well, in this social media age, LeBron James does, and he's milked it well. As I've said before, he's always trying to twist the narrative. He's always trying to influence the narrative, and he does it shamefully. He has no shame. It's like when he said, I can make a phone call and get Bronny into any school in the country. Why is that a flex for LeBron James?
Right, and even though he even put that out there and say that, and then it wasn't that long ago he said that Bronny was better than, what was it, 50% Rob G?
Of the NBA, or 75, of NBA rosters.
Whatever it was. I mean, like, why would you say that? And then yet, after all of this that he's done, passing Kareem and winning 4 championships with 3 different franchises and all that, he still feels like he's not given the credit. There's a reason. There's a reason.
4-7.
Okay? And a lot of it still has to do with, you have to be humble about it. You have to let other people shower you with praise. Stop standing on a soapbox asking people to praise you and to do, like, that's what he did last night. Oh, you guys are lucky I'm sticking around. He was never going anywhere.
No, he wasn't.
A fraud.
Just like he was never reading that book that was upside down in the locker room. Then when they asked him about it, and he said, well, you know, I only read a couple pages, you know.
Yeah, it's over and over. All right, our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We do want to get you involved. We'd love to hear, what did you make of last night and LeBron? Was this just typical LeBron? Was this lower than usual? Another stoop lower than he's already done? You know, like, I just, every time, like this was breaking news, really, that he wasn't retiring. All he's talked about, and you mentioned this, was him playing with Bronny. So why would he even think that we thought he was going to retire? That was just a ploy. Don't look at the disaster, the building that collapsed when they got swept by Denver in 4 games. Don't look at that. Look at this. I might quit. I might walk away after this season. I hope you got enough of me. That's what LeBron did, and we definitely want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. Are you buying LeBron's theatrics last night on the ESPYs? Did you think it was genuine? Did you think it was phony as a $3 bill? I mean, what did you get from it? Because I'll tell you this.
Typical Bron.
It was, and it reeked to the high heavens. All right, it is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker along with J.R. Gamble filling in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. Stick and stay
America!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, the world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life. Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, J.R. Gambling for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Talking about the breaking news last night from the ESPYs, that phony breaking news that LeBron James wasn't retiring, as if we were there with bated breath to see whether or not he was. What did you make of the quote-unquote contrived retirement announcement last night? 877-99 on Fox. And JR, I know we got plenty of people ready to chime in. Let's go.
Yes, we have Don in D.C. You're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, about your comments about LeBron's comments being contrived, stop it! Where does LeBron play? He played for the Lakers. Where does the Lakers play? They play in L.A. What is L.A. known for? Entertainment! He's entertaining us. That's his job. We live in a social media world. That's why we're talking about it now. So when you say his comments are contrived, stop it, Rob.
They are contrived. Right, right. Thanks for the call.
They were. And that's the whole thing. No one cares that they're contrived.
And
like
let me tell you
we
something.
We live in a social media world. It's all phony baloney, baby.
Yes, but then you can't ask for people to give you your due if you're phony. That's what I'm trying to make. That's why a lot of people are turned off by LeBron, because it ain't genuine. It's phony. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Cameron in Alaska. You're on with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
How's it going, guys?
First doing great.
Long-time listener.
Man, we appreciate you in Alaska. Man, I just flew Alaska Air from Seattle.
We got some nice weather up here. We finally getting our summer.
Very nice.
Yeah,
Wait a minute. What is it, 45 degrees in Alaska? What is summer up there?
Right now it is, let me look. We're sitting at 71 degrees
wow.
in the capital city.
There you go. All right.
That's hot for us.
Yes.
But my comments on LeBron are, it feels like he's just an ex-girlfriend. He wants everybody to have his name in his mouth and their mouth, and he just wants the conversation to be about him, and that's all it really is nowadays, you know? When he moved to South Beach, he made it all about him, even though he was moving there with Wade and Bosh, and it was all about him, and nothing's changed.
No, it's the same old story, and thanks for the call, and thanks for the support of the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio.
And why change the playbook if it's working?
Yeah, I don't know if it's working. I think if it was working, he wouldn't be asking people to respect him or give him his respect. Who wins a championship and say, give me my damn respect now? Who does that? No, I never even heard of that.
King James
You just won a championship, and you didn't get love? You had to ask for it? 877-99 on Fox.
Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, America, you're just figuring out LeBron James conceited and arrogant? Hey, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. And when I say it, I really mean it. I'm taking my talent to South Beach. I'm the greatest. Come on. On and on and on.
Yeah, I'm just Jerome. Last night that was breaking news, Jerome, to you? I mean, how is that breaking news?
No. Hey, he'll miss us before we miss him, okay? All right? That's the way it's going to be. He will miss basketball more than basketball will miss him, because basketball's going to go on, okay? LeBron James can be retired 10, 15, 20. Basketball's still going to be here. It's still going to go on. There's still going to be hype and stars and all of that.
Okay. Always, Jerome. Appreciate the call. You know that. The game doesn't stop. Every time, great players have retired forever. Stop it. I mean, Michael Jordan left, and you know what? The league is still standing. They're giving guys now, guys on the end of the bench, JR, making $18 million. The NBA's doing just fine.
The NBA will be fine without LeBron James, but there's another chapter that we'll still have to deal with, the Bronny James chapter. So he's not leaving anytime soon.
877-99 on Fox. Who's next?
Do we have any others? Yes, Ron in Las Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
go ahead,
Ron.
Buddy. Yes.
Welcome to the show.
You guys are the best. I'm retired. Let me tell you, see, with you guys, I can get both sides of the coin.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. But I'll tell you what, though. This hokiness of this guy, like I said, people have a tendency at my age, they're retired, watch more of the teams that they don't like than the teams that they do like. And if you watch this guy in the last several years, he don't play any defense, he don't do nothing, he's always at the other end of the court, he's always on the side, and that's the way he's done for the last several years. I'm just glad to see everybody catching up, finally figuring out, take a look at this guy and the way he plays. No, and that hokey championship that he won that nobody crapped.
Oh, the Mickey Mouse Championship. All right. Thanks a lot, Ron.
La Mickey.
We appreciate it. 877-99-5. Rob G, we got one last one. Can we squeeze in? Are we good? Okay. All right. Coming up next, I'm going to switch gears, JR. And okay. Mark Gubazov, who is, of course, a World Series champ and the
great
Los
pitcher.
Angeles Angels TV color analyst. He'll join us next here on The Odd Couple. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Now let's welcome in a world champion pitcher, a fine pitcher championship, and the Los Angeles Angels TV color analyst, Mark Gubazar. Gooby, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on there today?
Doing great. Up, say hi to JR, who's what filling up? In for Chris.
What up, JR? What's going on, Rob? What's Mark, happening, guys?
How you doing? Pleasure.
We're doing great. Let's just get the elephant in the room. We know Shohei spoke at the All-Star game. JR and I were both there in Seattle. Great time. But he said, hey, I want to win. And, you know, people read into that right away that he wants to win, so that's not with the Angels. I'm saying, Gooby, that if you offer him $500 or $600 million and he says no, I have to trade him because I can't let this guy walk for and get nothing in return. Where are you on what the Angels should do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, it's been that way since the first game of the season, wherever we went to, whether it was up in Boston or playing the Yankees or obviously playing the Dodgers up in Seattle. Everywhere with Shohei, he said the same thing. Actually, Mike Trout said the same thing, going into camp. I mean, that's everyone's goal every year is to win.
Right.
So, I mean, sometimes that gets blown out of proportion because no less than 10, 11 days ago, this team was the second wild card team. They were in the midst of playing a really good baseball. Then they had a bad stretch here before the All-Star break. So I still feel the team in Shohei and the rest of the guys in the team feel the same way, just from all my conversations with them. They still feel there's a good run in this team at this moment that I can't imagine them even making any decisions about moving Shohei at this point. If he walks at the end of the season, it's his decision. But I will tell you this, he absolutely loves playing in Anaheim. He has tremendous teammates, a lot of really, really good friends on the team. So for everyone just to assume he's leaving after the season, regardless of if they make the playoffs or not, is they're not really privy to the good information that you see those conversations every day. So I would not be surprised if they do keep him. I would be shocked if they did trade him because I still think there's a run in this team. They play the teams they need to beat. They got the Astros and the Yankees right out of the gate, and then they go on the road trip. They got to take on, the Toronto Blue Jays. All three of those teams, they're in, going back and forth as far as the wild card spot. That'll determine what decisions they're going to make.
But Gooby, you got to admit, come on, no Trout and Rendon's hurt again. I mean, like the injuries, the chances of them without Trout and some of these other injuries, that's the only reason why I'm saying, like, how can they – you believe that they're still going to be able to win games now with just Shohei?
Well, I mean, Rendon is supposed to be back any day now, so that I don't know how much longer he'll be out. But Trout, obviously, is going to be early to mid-August. Everything's progressed, but he's not going to get back any quicker than that. So, that being said, the team, Zach Neto, their great young shortstop, should be back real soon. Brandon Drury will be back real soon. So that's two key components. And then Logan Ohapi, they're really, really good young catcher, probably by the end of August. Now, there's a lot of games in between that, so I can't just say, hey, they're going to win all those games without those guys. But, they've been dealing with depth this whole year, and for once, they actually had some pretty good depth, and all those guys end up getting hurt all at the same time. Even Joe Adell, who had a fantastic year at AAA, showing some power, the major league level got hurt just before, that last game of the first half in the All-Star game. So it's been tested, but, I still feel that their pitching staff, their starting staff, hasn't reached their potential yet. The bullpen's been good enough that there's still a run there. But you're facing teams you got to beat. If you don't beat them, then you don't deserve to be in the postseason.
For sure. Hey, Mark, Mike Trout's career, you can say with the injuries and not being able to get to these playoffs, has been somewhat snake-bitten at times. So with all your optimism, wouldn't you still say that if, the Angels didn't make the playoffs this year, they didn't advance for another season, and then they had to actually get rid of Shohei Ohtani, wouldn't you say that would be sort of one of the low moments all time in their history, considering everyone's touting Ohtani as one of the greatest players in history? You have Mike Trout. Having those two guys and coming up with nothing, wouldn't that be a bad reflection on the franchise over the last decade or so?
Well, it's definitely frustrating. I mean, for me, Mike Trout is arguably one of the greatest players the game has ever seen. And Shohei Ohtani, for this three-year stretch, Not only baseball, but sports in general. There hasn't been anybody that has done what he has done and dominated the sport like he has done for 3 years now. Trout has done it for a longer period of time. So it's frustrating for both. They both got that good taste, you know, facing each other in the finals in the World Baseball Classic, Team USA versus Team Japan. Even Patrick Sandoval with Team Mexico. I mean, he felt the same kind of energy. And the way the team got out, you know, off to a good start and then, you know, playing some really good baseball, then it fell apart here just before the All-Star break. So, I've always been this way as a player, and I certainly do this as what I'm doing right now. I still believe there's a run in this team. Now, if they don't perform, yeah, it's frustrating because we're seeing two of the greatest generational players that the sport has ever seen. And you want them like LeBron James is in the playoffs. You want them like the greats of sports are in the postseason because everybody's watching this point. When you're back east, sometimes the game starts at 7, it's already 10 o'clock, you may see a few innings. They don't see these guys on display a lot. In the postseason, you will see them the entire game. So for the game itself, for fans of any sport, but especially baseball, you want the very best on that big stage. And somehow, some way, whatever it takes to get there this year, I still think they're going to be buyers here before the trade deadline more than sellers. But you know, it all comes down to this homestand. If it's a good homestand, then there's a lot of energy, positive energy going forward. If they struggle, well, then I think it's a whole different story.
Our guest is Mark Gubaza, the former Major League pitcher, two-time All-Star, broke in with the Kansas City Royals, and is a member of the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame, well-deserved. Mark, let me ask you about, we're up at the All-Star game in Seattle, just about baseball, and I'm going to say I was wrong. I didn't think the pitch clock would amount to that much time being shaved off the games. I really just thought we were catering to people who didn't like baseball. And, Mark, I like the pace, 30 minutes off the games. There seems to be a purpose and an energy. And the fans have responded. Attendance is way up. Where are you on the pitch clock? And baseball, I think, got it right.
Yeah, I loved it from the get-go. And you're exactly right. Across the board, these last 7 or 8 weekends in a row, yep, all-time attendance records. And just from my own perspective, when I leave the game now, I'm walking out and everyone's still there. And the excitement level. So you're there from the first pitch through the ninth inning. Before, when these games were 3.5, 4 hours long, most of the stands were empty by the sixth inning, and justifiably so. There wasn't a lot of action. The shift being gone, there's more guys that are putting the ball in play. There's more stolen bases. We're seeing how many great athletes are in our game right now. I mean, there is some phenomenal talent in our game right now, and fans are getting a chance to see them 1 through 9 innings. So there's always going to be somebody complaining about, well, you know, you're taking away some of the big things as far as, you know, maybe there's breathing exercises for the pitchers or the hitters want to step out and go into the routine. Everyone figures things out.
Yeah, that goes back to my point, Mark. Yep. You pitched for years, and you have this pitch clock now. Rob loves it, but I think that for the playoffs, they probably should, extend it a little bit or eliminate it for the playoffs. How would that have affected?
They can't eliminate it. I doubt
How would that have affected? Well, they can if they decide to. How would that have affected you as a pitcher in your career, having that pitch clock?
Well, I'll be honest with you. The first, one of my first or second starts, George Brett, the Hall of Famer at third base, came running over to me. At that point in my career, I was pretty wild. It wasn't like I was taking forever to throw in between pitches, but I was wild. He goes, hey, if you want us to make plays behind you, work quickly. And that resonated through me because even coaching at the high school level, I always told my pitchers, I want you to work quick because you want guys to make plays behind you. They're on their toes. If you take forever, they're on their heels. So if there's an error made, it's on you as a pitcher for taking too long to throw the ball. So I've always been a big believer in that. I think in the postseason, if they do alter it a little bit, you might go 18 seconds, you know, with no one on, maybe up to 23 or 22.
That's what I was thinking.
But they're not going to eliminate it, though, because the game is way better. It is way better because guys are feeling the action. Everyone's, you know, even some of the veteran pitchers, like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to be in then at 7th, 8th, and 9th inning working quickly. Well, you know what? You should always be working quickly. So that's why, you know, you do your workouts in between, do a lot of those running and keeping those legs strong, that it should never really affect you all that much as far as trying to work as quick as possible. Because the guys in the field want to make plays for you, and they want to score you runs. So I thought for the beginning, I thought it would be a struggle for the hitters, but they have adjusted real quick. I mean, because the less, I always believe on both the pitching and the hitting side, the less time you're up there thinking, the better chance you are of being successful. Because if you're up there guessing along with a pitcher as a hitter, chances are you're not going to guess right, because that's my job as a pitcher. I'm getting you up there thinking what pitch I'm going to throw. I'm just going to throw the opposite one. So the less you're up there worrying about that, you have a game plan, you see what he's throwing, be up there ready to go and start swinging the bat and make good contact.
No doubt. His name is Mark Gubazar, of course, the former Major League pitcher and Los Angeles Angels color analyst. Thanks so much, Mark, for the knowledge. We appreciate you, as always, my man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, thanks, guys. Mark. I had a blast talking to you guys.
Yep. Thank
Same
you.
Here.
Thanks.
There you go. All right, coming up next on The Odd Couple, right here on Fox Sports Radio, I've got some words of wisdom for Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. So that's coming up here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Everyone in New York of the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and J.R.
Yep.
Gamble in for Chris Broussard, and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. A little Fresh Prince is one of the all-time great TV themes.
All-time.
No doubt. But speaking of TV, you know, Hard Knocks is just dying to get the New York Jetropolitans on, and then trying to be about football. This franchise hasn't won a Super Bowl, Alex, since when?
Since Moby Dick was a guppy.
Exactly. That's how long it's been. And Aaron Rodgers wants no part of it. Let's hear it.
You know, I understand the appeal with us. Obviously, there's a lot of eyes on me, a lot of eyes on our team, a lot of expectations for our squad. So they forced it down our throats, and we got to deal with it.
Hey, JR, here's my advice to Aaron Rodgers.
He's
I know he listens
so much
to
fun
our program.
This season.
Here's my advice. Learn Braille. Learn how to write, talk with your hand over your mouth. Like, I would make it so difficult for them to record me. I would do this. You're on the Zoom. I put a piece of paper over my face when I'm talking to the coach. I put my hand over my mouth. I would mumble. I would write notes to my teammates, anything so that they could take the camera out of my face. I understand it. Stop. No. The Jets have lost. They won a Super Bowl in 1969. Can it be about football? It's too intrusive.
He doesn't want that. When has it been about football for Aaron Rodgers for the last 3 years?
No, he doesn't want it. He just said he doesn't want it.
We just talked about one phony GOAT, right? Here's the other phony GOAT. We went through a whole year of Aaron Rodgers, the back and forth, phony. The hallucinations and the, going out into the mountains and saying, I have vision. And now, come on. Phony, that's baloney. He wants the cameras.
No, he doesn't.
He came to New York for the limelight. He didn't come to New York to win a championship.
Nobody who
hasn't cared about winning championships in a long time. He's
nobody
come to New York for Hollywood. For the Hollywood feel on the East Coast.
Nobody who's done Hard Knocks has won a Super Bowl. It doesn't factor in. It's not anything that you want. Why would you want cameras in your face?
But he's not being genuine.
When you're trying to do work. I disagree. I think he's right. That the Jets, the last thing they need is more distractions.
But that's not really what he wants. He's saying the right things, but that's not what he wants. He's an attention-seeking individual. He's proved that. And that's one of the reasons why he came to the Jets, and he's going to try to bring them a Super Bowl. But he definitely wants the cameras there. He definitely wants to do Hard Knocks. But, he's not going to come out and say it. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers, just like LeBron James, he thinks he's smarter than everyone else.
I could not disagree with you more. I do believe that he's not interested in Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks gets you nothing. You don't get anything. That's good for the NFL. They make money off of it. But that doesn't get them anything. That doesn't make you better. Look, the Lions were on Hard Knocks. They didn't even make the playoffs. Everybody was like, Dan Campbell was awesome on Hard Knocks. They lost six of their first seven games.
None of that stuff matters. You know why Aaron Rodgers doesn't want the cameras there? Because he can't get high with the cameras there. He can't do his hallucinations with the cameras there. We know the deal. Aaron Rodgers does not care about any cameras being at Hard Knocks. Trust me.
I believe that the Jets, if I was an organization and I'm trying
right
to
now.
Finally win a championship and try to make a run, and remember, and we had Trey Wingo on the other day, and I know people lose sight of the history of the Jets, and I get it. They haven't won since 1969.
Yeah, everybody knows that, I think.
But they went to the AFC Championship game twice in a row with Rex Ryan. That wasn't 40 years ago.
And Fumble Sanchez, no
doubt. But people make it like they haven't been anywhere in 50 years. It's just not the case. And my point is that it in the NFL, it's not that impossible to get a team together. And they didn't win back then with Rex Ryan, but they had a run. And it just seems to me like let a team that wants to be involved in this do it, not do it against people's wishes. It should not be
Aaron Rodgers. The Jets would have never gotten Hard Knocks if they didn't go out and get Aaron Rodgers.
But the Lions were on Hard Knocks. Why were they on Hard Knocks?
I'm talking about this particular season.
No, I mean the Jets, because they picked the Lions last year. They picked the Lions, who haven't been in the playoffs since 2010. They were Hard Knocks last year. So my point
they
is,
the head coach was going to give him some good fodder. You know he's crazy.
I think that it could be if somebody wants to do it. There are 30 some odd teams. What is it? 32 teams in the NFL. If somebody wants Hard Knocks, let them have it. But if a team doesn't want it and they seem to really not want it, why would you force it on them? And I get it because they're the storyline, but they're going to be
the
story. They'll be the storyline all year until hell or hot water, good, bad, or indifferent, because people want to see what happens. The Jets haven't had a really quarterback of that caliber, and I don't know how long. It's been a very long time.
Since what do you mean? Since Joe Namath?
Probably.
Not probably. Right? My father's a lifetime Jets fan, and who are we talking about here? Because
Chad Pennington was there.
You got your Richard Todd
was there.
That's what I'm saying. There's not much there. Mark Sanchez wasn't even a passing quarterback. He was just a good game manager.
Yeah, but
no one's going to remember Mark Sanchez either. Jets haven't had any good quarterbacks.
I do remember Mark Sanchez for one reason. He won four road playoff games. I mean,
I love
you could Google it. It'd be hard pressed to find. I'm talking about quarterbacks to win four road playoff games. That's right.
Yep, Jets had a hell of a
real
defense. Jets had a hell of a defense. I agree.
Yeah, but if you go back and look at when they beat the Patriots in Foxborough, it wasn't all on defense. Go look at the game he had against Tom Brady. That was his shining moment, and the bad moment was the butt fumble. But he did have that one moment in Foxborough that I still remember. All right. Hour number two
moment.
Of the Odd Couple is coming up next, and we're going to flip to a little baseball. And do the Yankees need to get back to being the evil empire and stop clowning around? We'll do that. Stick and stay.
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.